Now we're going to toss things over to Christine James in studio with Duxbury Fire Chief Kevin Nord and Kingston Police Canine Officer Michael Lunatra to discuss their perspectives from 9/11. Christine?
Well, thank you very much, Lenny. That's right. We are here in studio with the Duxbury Fire Chief Kevin Nord and Kingston Police Officer and Canine Officer Mike Lunatra. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about 9/11. You gentlemen were both there at Ground Zero when this happened, and we were talking a little bit off air, and it sounds like something that's, unless you were there, it's hard to fathom, even if you're watching TV or hearing reports on the radio. Duxbury Fire Chief Kevin Nord, when did you get down there, and what was the first duty that you had to perform as a first responder at 9/11?
So at the time, I was a volunteer with the county stress team, and I was a peer support counselor, and the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation had put the call out. They wanted to be able to provide those service for everybody working at Ground Zero. So I arrived some 10 days later on the 21st and worked 4 days down there, 8-hour shifts rotating around Ground Zero and making myself available with the services that we had.
Now, when you say, you know, doing services, working with what you had, to be a little bit more specific, what did you have to, you probably had to deal with some pretty tough stuff.
So, you know, in stress management, police and fire both, you know, they tend, it's in their DNA, they tough it out, they hold it in. And they're reluctant to talk to their bosses, perhaps, about it. They may be considered weak. You certainly don't bring these stories home to your families. And so that's where a peer support person comes in and avails themselves. And, you know, it's hard to tell whether you make a difference or not, but you listen. You listen, you validate their concerns, their fears. You provide a little education. You refer them out if they can't quite get through it. And there was multiple teams working down there in the weeks and months to follow after 9/11. And that's what we did. We talked to individual firefighters, groups of firefighters, police officers, construction workers, clergy. I spent 8 hours on Vesey Street at the morgue because they wanted a posting down there. So without going into, you know, grave detail of all of that, really what I bring out of that, and Mike probably agrees, is the selfless acts, the courage, everybody pulling together. That's what I remember about it, and we don't see too much of that today. And it's a nice reminder, and that's what I think of on 9/11.
Absolutely. And Mike Lunatra, you were right there because you were a former New York Police Department detective, so you were actually on duty when this happened. What was the first thing that you remember about hearing what had happened?
Well, actually, just to back up with that, I was supposed to be actually down at the federal courthouse. I was scheduled for a court date on 9/11, and it was the weirdest thing, and it's going to be kind of weird how I feel about it, but the weirdest part about that is that we normally never get a cancellation for court after 5 o'clock. That the day before, I actually got canceled for court to be at the federal court building at around 8-9 o'clock that evening, which is, like I said, is usually unheard of. Went to bed, woke up, basically turned my computer on. It was that AOL at that time, and it was making all those weird sounds, and the first thing on the page came up. It looked like some sort of a movie advertisement. And then I looked a little closer, and it was showing the first tower that was hit with the smoke billowing out. And at that point, we all got activated and rushed right into our nearest command to get down to New York, get down and get shipped over right into Manhattan from there.
Did you have trouble getting right to that spot with everything that was happening?
No, not when you have lights and sirens.
Yeah.
It usually helps a little bit, even though there was mass chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But we needed to get down there, and really the quickest way was taking the ferries, actually, right across from the Brooklyn Army Terminal, which is where I was supposed to report to, which was the headquarters for the gang unit.
I know that you've probably seen a lot in your career. Were you still surprised by what you saw about the mass casualty? Was that hard to fathom unless you were there?
There's no words whatsoever that you could use to explain what was seen down there. Between the things that I saw when I was walking in there, you know, calf high with debris and disintegrated dust, to walking over body parts, not to be morbid, but walking over body parts, jet plane parts, engines. I mean, we actually came across one of the jet engines when we were walking through Manhattan, and that was just before the second tower started crumbling down, and it's you just can't, you can't, and because as a detective, it's also considered a crime scene. Mm-hmm. So we, as detectives, had to secure everything during and after as well. So we got assigned to Fresh Kills, Staten Island landfill. We got assigned to the morgue every time they brought a body in. There's so much I could go into with that.
Well, you know what? I want to hear, Chief Nord, you said something very interesting about seeing the selflessness, the kindness. Do you have one particular incident that you can remember that you might want to share with our listeners as something you saw that very much impressed you and made you feel like a little bit better about humanity that day?
I think overall, you know, it was nice to see citizens, civilians just holding up signs and thanking you. And you couldn't buy a cup of coffee, you know, or a beer. I mean, it was just that reaching out from everybody's power, what little they could do. I can remember taking one of the breaks on one of the ferries where we would take a lunch break, if you will, during the tour, and kids had written crayon letters of thank you. Then they would just sprawled out all over the place for people to read at random. And so, I mean, you saw a lot of that, those nice gestures, you know, and everybody pulling together.
That's awesome. But what about you, Michael Nautor? Did you see a lot of that? Did you feel that? Were you part of that?
You definitely felt that. So where I was assigned to was pretty much the second worst precinct in all of New York City. Mm-hmm. So crime was rather high during that. It seemed to be that one crime completely shut down that day, for weeks on mm-hmm. end. Mm-hmm. The guys that were still assigned, because we were basically shorthanded, you know, who was covering the precincts while everybody else got shipped out. It basically, crime shut down, and even the people that, you know, you always encountered all the time that were your usual troublemakers, or mm-hmm. they were holding up signs. It was basically almost like a parade, because you went in caravans. You went from a caravan from your command to, mm-hmm. You know, anywhere that you're going to be stationed to, and every single place you went to, there were people cheering and saying thank you, signs of thank you. You know, the one thing that I say, you know, you know, as a nation, you know, the power comes from within when there's unity. And at that time, there was extreme unity with everybody throughout the entire city at that point.
Do you feel a special connection with, like, the crew that you worked with that day? Do you feel like you have a special, like, a band of brothers and sisters, just for people that you worked with specifically that day, because you shared such a life... such a life experience. I don't know how else to describe it.
Well, you had your core group, but mm-hmm. then you, once you got down there, you might have been dispersed to go to different areas. Mm-hmm. So really, that band of brothers is, well, at that time was 45,000 cops at that time, because that's what we had out there.
Okay.
So you felt a connection with every single cop, every firefighter that you were next to, every construction worker that came out of the woodworks. No pun intended. Every tugboat, mm-hmm. Captain, everybody. It just seemed like everybody was working together, which is what you need.
Okay, Chief Nord, do you have a similar feeling or experience with the people that maybe part of your crew, other people from
Plymouth
County?
Almost definitely. Yeah, and you know, I think today we have that feeling with the military and all they've sacrificed over the years in this war on terror. There's definitely a feeling of brotherhood even today with external groups such as that.
If you have one lesson from that, or one thing you'd like to share with people that you think about when you think about 9/11, what would you like to say to our listeners?
Just like I said, the courage that was displayed, the humanity, the care, the love, you know, that people showed for one another, both those working there and those assisting and those that had to sit by idle and watch, you know.
What about you, Mike Lenant? What would be the one, like, takeaway or thing you'd like to share or comment with our listeners about that day? 20 years ago, it's hard to imagine that.
Yeah, 20 years ago, it's hard to imagine, but also feels like it's yesterday, mm-hmm. to, you know, when you're down there experiencing it for so many hours and days on end with 4 hours of sleep in between, and even trying to forego that and getting yelled at because you had to rest. But, you know, the catchphrases that I always use on this particular day is, you know, you have power with unity. You also have, you know, you gotta remember, everybody gave something, but some gave everything. And that goes for not just first responders, not just the medical, but it goes for the military that's keeping us safe every day, that's fighting for our freedom. And let's not have a tragic event like this to bring everybody together. You know, some Some will never forget. Well, you always say never forget. Mm-hmm. Some will never forget. Myself, I can't forget.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Gentlemen, I appreciate you sharing your very personal experiences with us. I know our listeners appreciate it with Fire Chief Kevin Nord from Duxbury and Canine Officer, Kingston Police Officer Mike Lenatra. We're going to put this interview up online, too. Thanks so much for joining us today and sharing your stories about 9/11. We salute you here. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.